Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, give me a little bit of bass back there from Inyama. Oh my goodness. Oh, hold up, DJ. You always want to do that. Every time we come a little intro, you always want to go back to the beginning and do a remix, but we can't do that. We don't got that kind of time. But maybe that's you're giving me a subtle hint that you want to do like a type of radio station type groove. Hey, people, what's going on? Sai Kikese de Binga. Listen up, listen up, listen up. It's been a long time. I think about 2 weeks. Oh, there's a flu going around here in Los Angeles. One day it's like 90 degrees. The next day it's like 60. The next day it's like 50. The next day it's raining. Oh, my God. It's not like it's back east where you at least know the weather's going to change. I think we last broadcasted about 2 weeks ago. Much has been going on in the DRC. Much has been going on in the continent of Africa. Much has been going on in the United States. Ooh, the recession is hurting all over the place. Unemployment is going up in Shaba over there in Congo. Unemployment is going up over there in the UK. Unemployment is really going up over here in the United States. I think it's at 8.9%. Maybe we should do a separate segment called The Business of the Stimulus. Or Report on the Recession. Something. Give me an idea. If you guys have an idea what kind of segment we should do, if you want to host it, I'll create a slot for you. Make it happen. Make it happen. Folks, hope all is going well. Tomorrow is the African Nations Cup final between Ghana and the DRC. Last week, Ghana beat Congo by 3-0. But then reports came out that a Ghanaian military officer misappropriated, that's intellectual for stole, $300,000 in U.S. currency while on the peace mission in the Congo. So I think maybe there's a conspiracy going on between the defeat of the Congolese by three goals and the looting of the stealing of $300,000 in U.S. currency from the U.N. mission in Congo. Today's show, folks, is called The Numbers Game. You'll see the listing goes DRCNN, the Democratic Republic of the Congo's news network. You can also check me out over at Yahoo Groups. D as in David, DRCNN, that's N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, DRCNN at yahoogroups.com. I post quite often over there, a lot of stuff. I think I'm at about 7,000 posts, not just about Congo, but the countries surrounding Congo, issue that has to do with the continent of Africa, sometimes American news, European news, or just news that I think might be funny, humorous, informative, or some just to make you think, something to make you go, So today's show is called The Numbers Game. There's a serious numbers game going on. There's this game that I know is called the shell game. You walk up to the table, there's a guy there, or a woman, or a dealer. They have three cups. Usually, it was usually cashew shells, cashew nuts and stuff like that. But anyways, we'll say it's three cups. They put the three cups down, then they put an object under one of the cups. And in this case, we'll say it's a diamond. So they put under one of the cups, and you stand there, and they move the cups back and forth, around and around, and you have to, like, pick out where the cup is that has the diamond. And, the cup is upside down covering the diamond. And if you pick the right cup, you get to keep the diamond. If you don't pick the right cup, you don't get the diamond. Case closed. Well, right now, there's a shell game going on in Congo. It's a numbers game, I call it. And it has to do with the fact that the report came out some time ago, about a couple months ago, that 5.4 million Congolese have been killed since 1998. That's the official estimate. But again, the numbers given by the Red Cross back in the early 2000s, around 2001, at that time it was 5 million. So right now we stand at officially 7 million Congolese dead, murdered, died, that's it. 45,000 dying a day, being killed. Right? Right. But lately I've noticed a small little trend that instead of focusing on the extermination of the Congolese in the East, right? Now it's become a focus on the 500,000 women that are victims of sexual violence. And it's becoming quite often. That the guy from Panzi Hospital, he's going around some tour with the people from V-Day. I think the lady who wrote Vagina Monologues is his sponsor here in the States. He was going around doing fundraising from L.A., San Francisco, I believe, went to New York and Atlanta. I thought it was very interesting. People met him. my attitude was, okay, he was toying, and what's the story he's going to tell? Somewhat like The Greatest Silence, Rape of the Women in Congo? Yeah, okay. Well, where's Lisa Jackson been lately? What's she been doing about that? You know, she made a movie, got her notoriety. Now she moved on to something else. So let me ask this question. Why is it that now we're only talking about the 500,000, and that's reported, victims of sexual violence, rape, as folks want to call it. Why is it now everybody's talking about that? I saw an interview of two Congolese recently that talked about that. We're talking about sexual violence. So if we're talking about the 500,000 victims of sexual violence to women, what happened to the 6.5 million Congolese that got killed? Are we saying they're not important? Are we saying they're irrelevant? Are we saying they're not the issue? Are we letting people again, as my brother Ome Congo would say, who was out here recently, by the way, for the Tap of Smile and State of the Union, Ome Congo, now a platinum speaker with Les Brown. So you can check out Ome Congo, OmeKongo.com. Les Brown's internationally known motivational speaker. So we come back to the groove. But Ome Congo once said, before I leave that subject, that people are letting CNN choose what their news will be. CNN to decide what the genocide is and what is not a genocide. So tell me, why is it people that lately I've been, and I've spoken this about to Sylvester and Goma over at Congo Vision, who will be our word on the street next week, next Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Why is it now we are only talking about, or more often people are talking about, the 500,000 Congolese women being raped? Are we saying now that that is more important than the 6.5 million Congolese that have been killed, exterminated since this invasion? Twice, three times technically by Rwanda, because again, they sent their troops in a couple weeks ago. And when they pulled out, they arrested one member of the FDLR, the former Rwandan army that fled into Congo. And they said they killed 168 militia members of the FDLR. But I ask you a question, if they, again, a numbers game. If they're talking about the mission has been a success because they killed 169 militia members of the FDLR, what happened to the remaining 5,840 that still remain? So what is the success? Here's the numbers game. There's supposed to be 6,000 FDLR in eastern Congo. Only 168 were killed. One of their commanders was captured. So how is this being portrayed as a success by Rwanda, who 2 days ago said they will again send their troops back into Congo if they feel threatened? President Kabila, what's going on? Who is it that's fighting against you? We can't have this. Now, let's back to this groove. Again, we have some speakers coming to L.A. this Tuesday. I believe it's people from Human Rights Watch. I'm not too sure, but I think it's Human Rights Watch. And I'm going to check it out. But, again, the subject is going to be about the 500,000 women who are victims of sexual violence. Now, I wonder if this is a concentrated effort to say this will be a better way to get attention to what's going on in eastern Congo, like in the Taliban. The Taliban was executing people in Afghanistan, shooting people in Afghanistan, oppressing people in Afghanistan. But when it came time to justify the invasion of Afghanistan, one of the things that was put to the forefront was the women being executed, the women being raped, honor killings and stuff like that. Is the same thing now happening in DRC? Are people now saying that to get attention to eastern Congo, we need to focus not on the 7 million Congolese that have been exterminated, but rather on the 500,000 Congolese women who are victims of sexual violence? But we'll say we'll include the men because men and young boys are included in that victimhood of sexual violence in eastern Congo. So call me, 6595-2892, 646-595-2892, or you can chat with me live. If you already hear my voice, you know where I am. That means you know the link. You can chat with me, email in the question. My friend down there in Louisiana, let me know how the election's going. I think you're running for office down there in Shreveport. So, people, what's going on here? Talk to me. I need to know. That was the entrance of the song, actually. I don't want to know, and I think some people don't want to know. Because the more you talk about the victimhood, the victims of sexual violence, the more people are going to use that to raise money for their organizations. But how are we going to know they're being successful? if the violence still continues? Tell me something. How do we know if they're successful, if the violence is still continuing? Talk to me. Someone needs to answer that question. How do you know? Because right now, the women out there are feeling all alone. So let's give this little segment to the women out there of Eastern Congo who are feeling all alone, like though no one cares. A little house music, please. Talk to me. Alone. Nika is the singer on that, the Roger Sanchez mix on the Release Yourself compilation. Again, our women are feeling alone out there. Who's defending them? The rebels are attacking them, some of the armies that are attacking them. Who's defending them? Who's speaking to the women of the DRC? Who's speaking to the people of the DRC in Eastern Congo? What's going on? How is this madness? Again, our Jewish brothers and sisters talk about 6 million in the Holocaust. They don't talk about the hundreds of thousands that were raped. They don't talk about the hundreds of thousands that were starved to death. They say 6 million. Our Jewish brothers and sisters say 6 million, just 6 million, only 6 million. It's about 6 million. We're not going to lower that number in any way. This is all a loss to the community. But we're allowing it to be done to us. Congolese, what's going on out there? Talk to me. We got 17 minutes left. People out there in the internet world, what's going on? Why is it? I'm going to tell you why. Because I think people are grasping at some way to bring attention to what's going on in Eastern Congo. That's what I believe what it is. Well, they won't listen to 7 million Congolese being killed. They want to know why. Well, they're starving to death anyways in Africa, so why should we care? But if we talk about the 500,000 reported cases of sexual violence, well, now that's a different situation. That might bring the masses up. Or is it something more insidious? Is it something more shady? Because, you know, a message like that brings more money to the coffers. But when it comes down to it, we are, again, erasing our own people by ignoring the 6.5 million that have been exterminated. I mean, we could be like Guinea-Bissau, where the chief of the military was assassinated a couple days ago by a bomb. And then a couple days ago, the president was assassinated, cut up the pieces, and left for dead. Well, he was left for dead because he was dead. So, that we'll talk about in our recurring segment, DRCNN, the news brief. So, people, I think there's a conspiracy going on. I think people, again, are saying, let's talk about the women being raped instead of the commies being killed. But by doing that, we're taking the focus off the invaders from Rwanda and Uganda and more on the people they're supporting who are doing the rape. Now, because if you talk about, this is my flow, if you talk about the murder and the extermination of 7 million Congolese, and we won't even include the 800,000 Rwandan Hutus that fled into the country fleeing the killing of Kagame. But again, come back. If we talk about the 7 million Congolese being killed, then that brings up the logical question, well, how'd that happen? Then the fingers are pointing to the east towards Rwanda's Kagame, and Uganda's Museveni. But if you talk about half a million Congolese being victims of sexual violence, well, that's a little different. You can make that an internal problem and absolve Kagame and Museveni of the responsibility in this sexual femicide that's taking place. This is including the men and the women, the young boys that are being raped also. That's what I think. What do you think? Because that's how it's starting to look. Because now you're seeing the tour, you're seeing the advocacy of people talking about the DRC, talking about the sexual violence, which they can say is the militia's doing it, the Congolese army's doing it, the militia that's been forced into the Congolese army's doing this, and that basically takes the attention, the spotlight off Rwanda and Uganda. People, that's madness. And why are you standing for that? That's madness. Why are you allowing that? That's madness. It can't flow like that anymore, people. What's going on? Tell me, what's going on? Is this how our history is going to be defined down the road? The history books are just going to talk about, what, 500,000 died as a result of the invasion by Rwanda? Is that what we're setting up our children for, who are going to see the books late? Is that what's coming down the pipeline? What's going on, people? It's not good. It really is not good. So, another commercial break. Let's see what's going on here, people. You know, it's amazing. I think people are trying to make money off. Let me talk to my sister, Shaumba. Hey, Shaumba, I think people are trying to make money off the situation in Congo. A lot of these people used to be defending the country, advocating for the country, protesting the country. Now they're keeping their mouths shut in D.C. Now they're keeping their mouths shut in Atlanta. Now they're keeping their mouths shut in Miami. Now they're keeping their mouths shut up in Canada. What's going on? When people were struggling, everything was kind of cool. People had something to say. But now people are making money. They flipped out. So, Shaumba, what's going on with these people? They're making money and now they're acting different. Talk to me.
It's funny how money changes situations. Your colonials take over nations. Our liberation don't fit your equation. Try to take us back to the plantation. Someone play Africans like we dumb. We the ones who started civilization. Everything you try to do will be undone. We know all the tricks from Addis to Cape Town. Ding dong, here come the World Bank song. Gotta pay debt and lose education. But if Africans strong, run for your guns. Take back your pride and your continent. We be number one since creation. Now groupies for westernization. Now you won't cry over cancellation. Beg west for all types of reduction. Why you gotta let them act like champions? We will win some with unification. 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 Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gave up control of your diamonds and gold. So confused that you lost all control. Now it's all lost, what a sight to behold. Our wisdom was better than our silver and gold. War kids homeless and lost on the road. Every man wanna act like he's a god. Rape all the women and take the man's job. And say you owe us like your name was not. Think they so perfect that we can't see their flaws.
Shaumba. Voice is bringing in Shaumba Zomekongo on his one of his CDs, the Fuji mix. That's what I call it. Like she said, they want to play us like we're dumb. Like she said, gave the gold and the diamonds, and now we have none. So what's going on, people? And let's put this directly to the Congolese themselves. I'm not hearing the mouths enough of you guys out there. I'm not talking about the ones like, you know, Sylvester or Vemba up there in Sanford, who I talked to someday. I never pronounced his last name correctly. Up there in Sanford, we got a chance to communicate by email at least. I'm not talking about him. I'm not talking about Congo Vision. I'm not talking about Leja Bulela, you know, lejabulela.org, you know, Dr. Martin Kabongo. I'm not talking about, oh, by the way, I'm going to dedicate this show to my Tantine Choi, who passed away last week back in Kinshasa. My mom's back home. My mom should be back from Kinshasa right now. A tragic loss. She was called a general, so the show is dedicated to her. And it was a massive turnout for her service, for her funeral. Now, I'm not talking about those Congolese, like the Lejibalele advocates, the young generations, you know, Wamba, Shalumba, Tania, you know, Wadi, and those folks, and Felicia Kadim. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about all you Congolese out there. What are you doing? Why are you allowing people to define our history? Reactionary. Why are we? Now, unless you're getting ready for the Africa Cup tomorrow, which is Ghana versus Congo for the African Nations Cup, even then, we're letting people define it. But Congolese, what's going on with your mouths? Why are you so quiet? Why are you so petty out there? You know? And then when you get an opportunity to speak what's going on in the DRC, we talk about it's just about sexual violence. And, you know, or the Obama administration has done a lot. You know, people, let's not get it twisted here. The murder is still going on. They're hoping basically like it's almost like the Chris Brown situation with Rihanna. They're thinking among analysts that when Chris Brown steps into the jail cell, into the courtroom, they delayed the next proceedings until April, hoping that the outcry over what he did to Rihanna will fade away. Same thing happening in Congo right now. Just tell me, how is Nkunda doing since he was arrested, quote-unquote, by Rwanda? Where is he? Now, all of a sudden, from what I understand from my friend, Mr. Ngoma at Congovision, Nkunda's wife is running around talking about if they send Nkunda back to Congo. Let me get the voice right. If they send Nkunda back to Congo, they'll kill him. They have capital punishment. Wait a minute. So what was his wife saying when his people, Congolese women? What was his wife saying when Nkunda was killing those people in Kawanji? What was Nkunda's wife saying when people were getting raped, murdered, conscripted, robbed, thrown in the field like they were nothing? What was his wife saying then? Now all of a sudden, oh, people behind me. Now all of a sudden Nkunda's wife is saying, if they send my husband back to Congo, they will kill him because they have capital punishment. Oh, please. You think judicial killing is not taking place in Rwanda? I can see it already. I can see it. She's going to come do a little tour around the country and saying, please don't send him. They'll kill him. Well, what's this, Canada? Where a guy recently ran on a Greyhound bus on the late night, stabbed this guy several times, and then while people fled off the bus, they turned this guy had hacked off. He had cut off the head of the passenger, held it up. Then he fled out the window, got caught by police, and the guy said, kill me, kill me. They went through his pockets. They found ear, the guy who he kills, ear, his nose. They went to the bus, found body parts, all take him to court. And this guy's telling them, please kill me, but they don't kill him. They take him to court, and the judge says this guy is not mentally or criminally responsible for hacking off this guy's head. Are we becoming like Canada right now's judicial system? This guy hacked off someone's head. So instead they're going to send him to a facility. Instead of capital, give me a break. When the guy who hacked off this person's head got caught, and he's trying to kill him, that's telling me he knew what he did was wrong, and he don't want to go to jail. But the legal system up there in the northern countries of Canada said this guy is not criminally responsible. So I guess we're going to apply the same theory to Nkunda. He's not criminally responsible. Because his wife is running around saying, please don't send Nkunda, my husband Nkunda, back to come have cash. Oh, please. Give me a break. This is becoming a joke. This is becoming a joke, people. 6 minutes left. Chat with me live. Or you can give me a call. 646-595-2892. This is a joke. It's nothing but a numbers game. And people are hoping that words, we forget what's going on, the outcry will die down. Well, we can't let it die down. Because if we let the outcry die down, if we let the injustice die down, if we let the murder, the rapes, the killings die down, specifically you Congolese, if we let it die down, we're just as guilty as the murderers. We're just as guilty as the invaders. We're just as guilty as the perpetrators. That includes the Rwandans. That includes the Ugandans and those coward Congolese like Wamba and Jacques Dupont-Aignan that helped them do it. The Lubangas that helped them do it. The Bembas that helped them do it. The Riberas that helped them do it. We don't say anything. We don't raise our voice. We are just as guilty. We are just as guilty. And we should be called murderers, co-conspirators to the murder of our own people if we shut up like a bunch of cowards and let people say, we'll just talk about the 500,000 Congolese women that got raped and were victims of sexual violence. And we won't discuss the 6.5 million Congolese that were exterminated. Murderers.
Murderer. Murderer.
Exactly. How are we going to step by and let that happen? Where's our heart, people? So it's a numbers game, people. Once again, it's a numbers game. I think it was someone I was talking to one day about when Danny Glover wanted to do the Tucson movie about Lee Evature, one of the guys who was the fighters for the invade for the liberation of Haiti. And I was talking to a Haitian one day who made the statement in regards to there were no Haitians cast in the lead. Patrick Rimmel, what's going on out there in Paris? He's in our movie Once Upon a Time in Vegas. But she made a comment about how this lady's a Haitian actress, how it wasn't going to be in Creole and it wasn't going to be shot in Haiti. And she made a comment and she said, passionately, they're trying to make us forget our history. So what are we going to do, people? Are we just going to sit back and let people tell us about the 500,000 victims of sexual violence in Eastern Congo? Or are we going to sit forward and tell them about the 7 million that was exterminated as part of this invasion? Bunch of cowards if we don't say anything. You're not even worthy of calling yourself Congolese if you're going to sit there and let people do that to us. For you advocates out there, remember, you're advocating for the victims of Congo. You're advocating for the voiceless of Congo. We work for them, not the other way around. It's a joke. So people, it's a numbers game going on. Don't let them hoodwink you. Don't let them bamboozle you. Don't let them play this game where they call it the okie doke. They make you look over here while they're doing something over there. So while you're looking over here at the 500,000 Congolese women that are victims of sexual violence, in the other direction, you're missing the additional 45,000 that's getting killed this month, the additional 45,000 that died last month, and the possible 45,000 that died that's going to die next month. And all the while, people are going to talk about how Nkunda was arrested, and now his wife is pleading for mercy. Give me a break. People, we got 1 minute. I'm out of here. Don't forget, check us out next week. 5:30 every Saturday, DRCNN. Hope everything's smooth. What are we going to take this out with? What are we going to take this out with? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. We'll take it out with that. But how do you want this? Huh? How do you want this move? How do you want this news? Talk to me, Tupac. See you later. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.